So, Mark, what do Adam Levine, the lead pop singer of the group Maroon 5, and Tempe's tech scene have in common?
Oh, man, Lauren, I don't want to know.
That's a good one.
Came up with that myself.
But the answer is a company called Varsity Tutors, a startup that offers live online tutoring. Adam Levine happens to be one of their financial backers. They're based out of St. Louis, but they also have had offices in Scottsdale until now. The company sort of outgrown those offices in Scottsdale, so they're moving to Tempe to a new mixed-use development near the Loop 101 and the 202 called Rio 2100. The development is part of Tempe's broader efforts to grow a tech scene in their city, according to Mike Sunnix. He covers real estate for the Phoenix Business Journal, and he's written about this. I spoke with Sunnix about this effort at the Business Journal's downtown offices.
Oh, they like Arizona for, a back office, call center, sales office. You've seen this with a number of other tech companies like Yelp, who's in Scottsdale. And so most of them have looked at places like Scottsdale and Tempe and Chandler. And this has happened to Scottsdale before, where they've had companies kind of outgrow their space. Scottsdale's a popular place, but they don't have a lot of large blocks of real estate to offer. And so you've seen some companies look at other submarkets here, and Tempe has grabbed some of those.
Okay. And they're moving to this new complex, mixed-use development area called Rio 2100. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's on 52 acres. It's a mixed-use thing, so it's have offices and other uses. And it's right at the Loop 101 and 202. And that's kind of become the center of things, not only for the East Valley and Tempe, but for much of the region. We've seen a lot of growth there. State Farm is right down there. It's right close to downtown Tempe and ASU. And so you're seeing a number of new developments either pop up or under construction right along there. They kind of look to leverage folks from Scottsdale, obviously all the kids from ASU and Tempe, but then they're also close to the workforce in Chandler and Mesa. And so you've kind of see the Valley's center in a lot of ways kind of shift over, from downtown Phoenix to that neck of the woods.
That's really interesting. And I've spoken with Tempe Mayor Mark Mitchell about this in the past, and he's very gung-ho about creating that sort of tech hub in Tempe. Is this another step in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, this is a call center and a national sales office, but they're a technology company. And so Tempe has been successful at grabbing a number of businesses. You have the tech park, kind of down the road, which has, GoDaddy and Google's down there. Amazon even has an IT center down there. And then up towards, Mill Avenue, you have some back office, but you also have, some creative companies. There's a lot of architects and design firms and some startups over there. And it has an energy that you've seen kind of since the last real estate crash in terms of development, in terms of people landing there. Those types of companies like the light rail. They like the access to ASU and all the students and all the resources there. So even though some of these centers are back office call centers, you do have IT folks and tech folks working in places like State Farm. And, once a company kind of lands in a market, they can kind of grow there. And you've seen California and Seattle companies, look at the Phoenix market because of the cheaper labor costs, the cheaper taxes and real estate costs. And so I think Tempe is trying to get there. And since the last recession, they've kind of had been able to start over with some of those efforts. So I think they've benefited from kind of a blank slate.
Yeah. So this is another sort of call center, another sort of support center for a larger company. And we've seen that happen over and over again, like you mentioned. I wonder, is that the same as growing a tech hub, or are these sort of secondary operations?
In some cases, they are secondary operations. And some of the back office call centers we land are the traditional customer service centers that we've seen. But some of them are a bit more. They'll have sales folks there. They'll have some IT folks, some backbone technology type operations. And so I think as Amazon, these other companies kind of change the marketplace and consumers are shopping more and doing more things online, including tutoring in this instance, I think you're seeing technology kind of sprout out of this a little more. And I think it makes companies comfortable with this market because they learn that there is engineers and software developers and folks that will either relocate here or are here already, and they can hire them for maybe a little bit cheaper than they could on the coast.
Yeah. So how does a city like Tempe, and how has Tempe attracted companies like this? Are they, as a city, offering incentives?
Tempe has relaxed some parking issues for folks to try to make it work. They've been trying to be quicker in terms of getting things approved. And then there's been some giplet, tax breaks offered by them and others to try to get these developments going. And I think they've landed some big fish like State Farm. And so I think that's kind of sent the message to other businesses and other developers that they can move forward on projects there. And there's been some land, some desirable land along the freeways right on the lake that never got developed or might have fell apart when the last crash. And so you see folks kind of moving forward with some projects there too. You got the Whole Foods coming in down there. You've seen some more residential, some more high-rise type projects come through. And so I think it's a desirable kind of submarket right now.
Mike Senex with the Phoenix Business Journal. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having